So as we've touched on, AI software is heavily dependent on hardware. But what Guido is pointing towards here is the performance of hardware being heavily integrated with software. So NVIDIA's CUDA system makes it easier for engineers to plug in and make optimizations, like running with lower precision numbers. Here is Guido speaking to the kind of optimizations that do exist.
It happens at all layers of the stack. Some of it is coming from academia, some of it is done by the large companies that operate in the space, right? Some of them is frankly done by enthusiasts that just want to see their model run faster. But to give you an idea of how this works, like for example, you know, typically a floating point number is represented in 32 bits, right? And some people figured out how to reduce that to 16 bits. And somebody was like, well, actually we can do it in 8 bits. And you have to be really careful how you do that. You have to normalize to make sure it doesn't overrun or underrun, right? And but if you normalize everything properly, you can use much, much shorter floats or integers for these calculations. There's many tricks like that that really good AI developers use to squeeze more performance out of the chips that they have.
So to reiterate Guido's point, floating point numbers are typically represented in 32 bits. That's 32 zeros and ones, or binary digits, with the first bit being for sign, the next 8 for the exponent, and the next 23 for the fraction. This gives a fairly large range between the smallest possible value and the largest possible value, but also allows many steps in between.